Hi, good morning. Alex here from Durham Road, Elam Church. The Lord bless you and bless you real good this day. I want to look again at keeping our focus, especially keeping our focus on Him, that being Jesus. We looked last time at Proverbs 4 and verse 25. And it says this: keep your eyes straight ahead. Ignore all sideshow distractions. Keep your eyes straight ahead. Ignore all sideshow distractions. I mentioned the last time concerning the disciples going across the river on the boat or the lake, and the storm arose, and they kept their eyes off Jesus, as it were. Peter walked on the water, but as soon as he saw the waves and the wind, the fierceness of all, he looked around and he began to sink. And it's so true with us, I think, that when our eyes are off Jesus, in these days that we're living in, we're going to sink. We're going to struggle. We're going to go down. And I just want to share some more thoughts on that. Things that can distract us and divert our attention from Him. There's so many things in the world today that can easily distract us, I think. And I just want to look at some things maybe over the next week or two about keeping our focus on Him, keeping our focus on our goal, and keeping our focus on our hope. We need Him. We must keep our focus on our goal, where we're going, what we're doing, for Him and with Him. And I feel as well we really need to keep a focus on our hope. We must keep hope in these days that lie ahead. And I believe God expects us to and wants us to keep our focus on our hope. So many things, as I said, distract us today. Jesus could have been sidetracked on his way to the cross, I believe. There was many things going on that he could have been sidetracked, but he kept his focus on what he was doing, on the cross, and especially the outcome of the cross. And thank God we're here today because of that. Him keeping his focus. Praise God, today we're here because of that. There's a verse in Hebrews 12 and verse 2. And it's from the Amplified Version, which says this: looking away from all that will distract to Jesus, who is the leader and the source of our faith, giving the first incentive for our belief, and is also its finisher, bringing it to maturity and perfection. He, for the joy of obtaining the prize that was set before him, endured the cross. Thank God he did. And we look over the next few times at this and just see some of the people, things that distracted people from the focus on him, from the focus on hope, and from the focus on the goal. Let's look to him. Let's trust him in all things, and he'll lead us. Let's keep our eyes fixed on him, and he'll keep us right. God bless you. Father, we thank you for the truth of your word. Thank you for the cross that you endured, that we're here today because of it. And we can say, praise the Lord, you kept your focus, and we're here, and we thank you for it. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for what you've done. Amen.